Welcome to the Kilgym podcast. This is part two of our conversation with Sophie Wolf. Your Kilgym podcast points will be at the end of the show. And with the design of the trap, how did it take into account the kind of natural behaviour of the bedbugs?
Yeah, well, I know the listeners won't be able to see this, but I'll show you because I'd say there's quite a few features actually that have taken the natural behaviour of the bedbug in mind. But you can see here that there are actually, I would call them, there's 60 phygmatactic channels. So phygmataxis is an organism's response to the stimulus of contact or touch. And bedbugs have a really strong response to touch. So they love to follow a seam or a groove. And that's why we've created all of these little grooves in the base of the trap. So bedbugs can come in and they're lured in by the pheromone attractant. And then as they come in, the roof, I suppose, comes into play. So as they slowly move further into the trap, the roof kind of caves in on them a bit and then they get caught on their back. I think the other feature about it is the outside is really smooth. So the bedbugs don't really like walking on smooth surfaces, not particularly good at it. On the inside, it's actually made of, even though it's hard plastic, it's actually textured. So it's got a really nice soft texture that they really like. And it's also got a really flush base. So it's quite a rigid structure. Quite a lot of bedbugs will they might crawl underneath traps if they've bowed, for example, or on top and not actually go inside and get caught. Whereas this is a really rigid base which will lie flush with the surface that it's put on and therefore encourage the bedbugs to go inside and get caught rather than shelter underneath.
So what are the potential benefits of using these products for travellers and holidaymakers, people in hotels, for example, concerned about bedbugs, and how do they offer peace of mind to the users?
Yeah, bedbugs can be, I think a lot of some people, like talking to my friends and things, people are sometimes confused about what bedbugs are and can get confused between dust mites and bedbugs and think that maybe they're everywhere. They're not everywhere. But they are getting more and more common, and they aren't fussy about which bedroom they will be in. So you can find them in 5-star hotels, backpacker hostels. Nowhere is safe from bedbugs, really. And the reason why they go everywhere is because they hitchhike. So they will go onto your clothing or your suitcase, and people introduce bedbugs from other countries or even just from a home or from a city. They can even be found on planes and transport. So the bug sense detector trap is portable and you can take it with you. So if you're a business traveller, for example, like sometimes I am, and now I'm thinking about bedbugs all the time, I'm not so worried necessarily that there are bedbugs. It's more I want to know that they're not there, so that I can sleep well. And also, if there are bedbugs, I don't want to take them home with me. So because this product is portable, you can take it with you wherever you're going. Pop it on the mattress by the headboard or put it underneath the bed. And the next morning, check the trap, see if there are any bedbugs in there. Hopefully it's clear and you don't need to think about them. And then when you leave, you can put it in your suitcase. And if you've picked up any bedbugs from the room, then you can, then the bedbugs will be attracted to the lure and will help you not take them home with you. I think just for anyone worried about whether the lure is so attractive that it will attract bedbugs towards you, it's not going to, you yourself as a human, you're the attractant. They'll be more attracted to you than they are to the trap. So it's not going to prevent you from being bitten, but it will tell you whether there are bedbugs there. And if you're in a hotel room, for example, and you find bedbugs, then you can go down to the reception desk
and show that they're there, and then it's quite likely that you'll be refunded your bill. I think the other thing, though, is if you're at home, then the important thing is to then seek professional help from a registered pest controller, because if you use household sprays and things like that, it can sometimes make the infestation worse because they can spread.
So in terms of things like climate change and increased travel, how has that affected bed bug infestations, and how has BugSense kind of addressed that issue?
Yeah. So when it comes to climate change, I suppose that's about global warming, isn't it? And when temperatures rise, this leads to the spread of favourable conditions for bed bugs to survive. So although bed bugs are found all over the world really now, that's because of increased travel. But their numbers and their population increase will be affected by climate change, because as temperatures increase for insects, that increases their reproduction rates. It shortens their life cycle, which means that populations can grow even quicker. So again, I suppose we're talking about early detection is key again. And, you know, there's quite a lot of evidence to say that if you detect an infestation early, it leads to more cost-effective pest control, less reliance on chemicals, and a more effective outcome. So I think that's how BugSense addresses that.
So in terms of ag tech innovation and the future, have you got any kind of plans in the pipeline for the new products?
A short answer, yes. So yeah, I already mentioned how we're creating products that unlock the hidden world of odour. We're developing remote monitoring technology that detects specific insects with an accuracy that's not yet achieved in existing products. So essentially, the products that we're developing can smell the insect. It smells the target by using sensor technology and artificial intelligence. We actually have a brief animation, which I can share with you. I don't know whether we can share a link, but it kind of tells you a bit about this Xenion IQ platform we have, which allows us to discover new odours, new kind of chemical fingerprints, and then apply that to new technologies. One of the things that we've been working on for a number of years now, which has been funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Innovate UK, is actually using human odour to detect diseases. So when a human odour chain, when a human becomes infected with malaria, for example, their odour changes. So we're developing a digital technology that will detect pests and diseases.
What kind of feedback have you received from the early users of BugSense Sentry and Sentry Pro, and has that influenced the development of the new products?
So we launched the BugSense Lure, the attractant pheromone, a couple of years ago. And we've learned a lot from doing that. So we've learned about how pest controllers monitor. And I think monitoring is seen as quite a passive thing. I think there's movement to more active detection. And key to that active detection was developing this trap, really, that goes with the pheromone door. So we received quite a lot of the feedback right at the beginning of that product development cycle. So when we were evaluating the existing products on the market, such as, I guess, one of the features was that we knew it needed to be really discreet. And to achieve that, we wanted to develop something that could be used horizontally as well as vertically. So hotels, you know, have a range of bedroom furniture. Sometimes they have a headboard that's inbuilt. Sometimes they might have legs. Sometimes they don't have legs.
And we knew that if this product was going to succeed, it needed to be hidden. And so that's one of the key bits of feedback that went into the development of it, of the product. I think the other thing was having a long life lure that would work with for active prevention, for example. So when it's being used and put in situ for a year, for example, with regular checks to check for infestation, the 3-month life of the active life of the lure works quite well as a quarterly visit to check and change the lure. It's also the interval, I believe, that when hotels do a mattress rotation, for example. So if it's a hotel owner that's taking these products on themselves, it should work with the kind of housekeeping staff natural protocols. So that was one of the bits of feedback. And also storage. So, you know, it's going to be in pest controllers' vans. It's going to be in hotel maintenance offices. And so it needs to be easy to store. And it is stable at room temperature. So and it has quite a long shelf life of 2 years. So
all of those features went into the design.
And so those interested in purchasing the product, where can they find them and what should they know before buying?
So the DentryPro product is available now via Kilgen. And if you're a consumer, so I believe Kilgen services business customers. If you're a homeowner or you're going traveling, then the best place to go to buy your product is to www.bugsense.com, and you can buy them from there. What should you know before buying? I think that's a good question. So I think one of the things is you need to know how to, not before you buy it, but when you buy it, you need to know how to assemble it. So there's a short instructional video on bugsense.com, which tells you how to put the glue board in place. So the glue board, I'll show you Emma, but it's actually got different glues. So on one side is the bed bug glue, and then on another side is the glue that allows you to stick it to the ceiling. So it does say attached to device on that side. So one glue goes on the ceiling there, and then you peel off the other side to reveal the bed bug glue. So that's one thing that you do have to get right, and that's why there's an instructional video. Other than that, it's very straightforward to use.
How does ArcTech innovation ensure the accuracy and reliability of BugSense products in the real world conditions?
Yeah. So this is, as I mentioned when I described ArcTech innovation at the beginning of the chat, ArcTech innovation, you know, for us, quality, high quality and effective products is key. So we have, throughout the development of this product, we've done some short range testing, but most of the testing that we've done is actually in a bedroom scenario. So with a bed, with somebody in the bed, with releasing bed bugs from one end of the room and allowing them to go where they want to go. And so anywhere along that point, if we found that the product wasn't working or there was something that needed to be tweaked, we wouldn't pursue with that product if it didn't show the efficacy that we were trying to find. So in our bedroom studies, actually, we found 100% detection of bed bugs within 24 hours with fed bugs. When the bed bugs weren't fed, it was a little slower. We were still getting detection within the 24 hours, but it was slightly, because hungry bed bugs are actually seeking a blood meal. Fed bed bugs are seeking a refuge. So it works a bit better with fed bed bugs, but it will attract both fed and unfed. We've also done field studies. So a field study was conducted in the US by an independent contact over there, and they put our iron lure in. It actually wasn't, that study wasn't our traps, it was in a different trap, but they put our lure in in their trap and set those up for 96 hours, so for 3 days. I went back and visited that trap after 24 hours and again after 96. And we could see the numbers within 24 hours, you're already detecting bedbugs. And that number of bedbugs going into those traps steadily increases over time. So the number at 96 hours is quite high. We've got some excellent feedback from a site in London that have been using these products alongside other products, actually, post-treatment. And our product has been detecting bedbugs after the treatment. So first in Star Nymphs, for example, when the competitor products haven't found anything. So absolutely, quality and efficacy is key. So we've done extensive testing.
Wait, and finally, what advice would you give to someone who suspects a bedbug infestation in their home, and how can BugSense help with that situation?
Yeah, so if you are concerned about bedbugs, then you can purchase a BugSense detector trap with pheromone attractant from our website. You should put at least one trap in the affected room and ideally other bedrooms in the house, either on the floor next to the bed or on top of the mattress where you're sleeping. Continue sleeping in the room as normal and check the trap each morning and again for several days after that. So you should, if there are bedbugs, you should see them within 24 to 96 hours. When you open the trap up, check for small red orangey creatures. So they can vary in size from about 2 millimeters up to about 7. So the adults are about the size of an apple pip. So they vary in size depending on their age. And if you have a problem, you should seek a professional pest controller to help. I'd like to mention also that we're quite keen to see people's pictures of bedbugs. So if you do want to share any photos or get a second opinion on them, for example, then you can send us your pics via our Instagram or TikTok, which is at BugSense.
Perfect. And all those links will be in the descriptions. Thank you, Sophie, for joining us today. Your plus points code today is FED. That's Bravo Echo Delta. See you next time.